Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Hello and greetings. This is Andy Taylor. You can call me AT. That's what everybody around here does. We're going to pick it up again, kind of where we left off last time. And we were talking about the Father, Gabe. I have Gabe Edney with me in the studio.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Andy, we had a good discussion last podcast about the Father himself and how to relate to Father. And we'll touch a little bit on that. But I want to hear today about how to hear mm-hmm. him. I mean, I know we can get in there, and you were just talking about last time of you can spend time alone, but not hear the Father. It's not about hearing, and it's not about it's just the presence.
And we're talking about setting aside a time for the Lord, right? That's what we're talking about.
What's the fundamentals of that? Just tell me the base of, like, when you say setting time for the Father.
Yeah.
So is that just driving? Is it?
You can do it. You can do it anytime, any way.
We've got so many distractions these days, and I'm driving and I'm hearing something on the air, and then I hear something here and I hear something there.
Well, first thing, it needs to be a priority. If we're going to hear the Lord, we need to make it a priority to hear the Lord. When we set aside a time, and I don't think there's any substitute for that. I mean, we can listen to the Lord on the road when we're driving, all those kind of things. But I just want to emphasize, because what I've found to be so true for me, and I think it works for everyone, is that when we make it a priority to spend time with the Lord. And yes, if you haven't been doing it very much, then you have to, it's going to take some time, not just one time. It's going to take some time to learn to keep the distractions out of the way. It's going to take some time to learn to not to start asking him for a lot of stuff when we spend time, because that's kind of what we do. It's kind of, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, again, I said in the last podcast that, you know, we're encouraged to, in all prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. But it's just making just the time with him, the focus on him with no agenda. It's what I've said to people is, you know, all communication or good communication is two way. A lot of times in our prayer time, it's just us talking. I mean, we're asking the Lord for something, which is not, you know, I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I've found to be true is when I'm quiet and listening for the Lord helps me to trim up my prayer list, all the things I was going to ask God for. If we'll listen, because God knows what we need more than we know in that time, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, or whatever that is. I don't have a certain set time or a certain set day that I do that, but I do it sometimes during the week, several times during the week. I don't know how many times you're going to show up. We're going to show up for that, but he's going to show up every time for that. If we experience nothing more than his presence, that's enough. I've found that his presence is just enough. By doing that, it calibrates our heart. It sets our heart in the right place. And it puts us in the mode of just listening. And listening is hard for people. I mean, it's hard for me. I get in a conversation. I talk a lot. I'm trying to learn how to not do that so much. I'll tell you something kind of off the path just a little bit that's helped me more than anything. I said earlier that I listen to a lot of health podcasts, fitness podcasts, and things like that. For a year and a half, all the stuff I was listening to, these people that I listen to that I think are kind of experts in their field, every one of them was recommending meditation. And meditation can get a bad rap because of Eastern meditation, transcendental meditation. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, Christians, have shied away from meditation because they think it's, you know, it can be open the door for the demonic and all that. Well, it could, I guess. But the other thing is that meditation, it's a Bible word. These things about, how does David say it? Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Even in the New Testament, we're encouraged to meditate on these things. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are, you know, righteous, those kind of things. How that's helped me, I do it every day, every morning, and maybe a couple of times during the day, usually for about a 10-minute stretch. But what it's helped me do is to get mindful, to get in the moment. And it's really helped me in my time with the Father, in that I'm able to pretty quickly now to get in the moment and not have to be thinking about a lot of other things. So that's going to be a key, because they're so, you know, our minds are so I mean, the mind is a pretty fascinating thing, you know, but we can think of all kind of things. But when we sit down and take that time with the Father, get in the moment, just relax and just enjoy the presence of God. Sometimes I will ask in those times. Sometimes I will ask God for things. I'm asking him for a lot less things now because he's telling me what I need to know before I ask him. I mean, the word says that.
What are some times that you've spent some time with the Father and you got something so specific and you heard it so clear? There's different ways to hear the Father. It's everybody's different. And there's some ways that he can, it's audible. There's other way that's, and not everybody can hear it. Maybe it's not audible. Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's, how do you hear the Father?
Well, maybe one of those times I can go back about, I don't know if it's been quite a year, but it's been at least 6 months. In one of my times with the Lord 6 months ago, getting here from starting with six or eight people in a house, getting here to where we are now, it hadn't come easy. People look at it and think it just happened. Well, it didn't just happen. It's really tons and tons, hundreds of challenges along the way. And I tell people from time to time, you know, if they knew how many times I wanted to quit, they'd be embarrassed of me, you know. But every time I would have a thought like that and think, you know, this is not worth it, that still small voice, which we'll talk about, that still small voice of the Lord goes, oh, yes, it is. Well, I would think it's not worth it. That still small voice goes, oh, yes, it is. And the things that, looking back, that I would have missed, the things of where we are now, which is an incredible place that God has us. One of the things that the Lord did just really set my heart in a really good place. Just one night, again, one of those times, no agenda, sitting with the Lord. And the Lord says this to me. I don't know if I can do this without breaking down. When God talks to us, there's usually a kind of a mix from he says things to us, even if they're hard things. If he says things to us that brings us to a better place always. Everything that God's ever done is for our benefit. So he says things that bring us in a better place. And sometimes those things are tough. I mean, a good father does those things. And there's always also an element of a huge element of grace along with that and in commending. And so what God says to me that particular night was a simple little thing, but it just hit me right in the heart and just broke me. I just wept for a little bit. He said this. I was thinking about all the challenges we've been through the years. And he was commending me in this. He said, Andy, you took up your cross and you didn't quit. So that just did something in me. It's doing something in me right this minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You took up your cross and you didn't quit. That's the kind of things that God can say to you. You know, he always knows the right thing to say at the very right time. That's why it needs to be, for starters, a priority to hear God. And if it is a priority, then what we're talking about here is then let's set aside some time to do. I worry about the body of Christ. I'm concerned about my own spiritual family here, this big family that we have. I'm concerned that people may not do that as much as they could or should or whatever. I'll say it again. If you just give God a little time and do what we're talking about, you're going to give him more time. And everybody's busy. Get up 15 minutes earlier and spend some time with the Lord, or make it a priority to spend some that kind of quality time where it's just you and him. I had a friend that went on an elk hunt up in Colorado. He didn't go to hunt. He just went actually to be with the Lord, you know, out there in the great outdoors. And he's sitting on this rock, looking out over this, you know, beautiful valley of mountains and trees, pine trees and all that. And he said, I sat down and he said, it was just me and the Lord. And when he said that, that still small voice of the Lord said to me, well, it's always just you and me. So it's always just you and him. And that's the kind of commitment. I mean, if you think about it another way, that's the kind of commitment that God has made with us. And he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I bet he's tempted to every now and then, but because of our dumb attitudes, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he's there anyway. He's there.
You hear it in a small, still voice sometimes, or most of the time. Is that how you communicate with the Father?
More often than not, for me, it's the still, small voice. But he has, you know, God's not limited in the ways that he speaks. And I ask this question a lot of times. If I'm teaching on hearing the Lord or the voice of the Lord or whatever, I always ask whoever congregation. I did it here just a couple of months ago. I said, how many of you believe you've heard the audible voice of God? And there'll be 20% of the people who, and I have no reason to discount that. I believe that that has happened. I haven't heard the audible voice of God, but I hear him all the time. I hear him clearly. Why? Because I've made it a priority. I'm no different than anybody else. He wants to speak to everyone. And if you think about it, fathers want to speak and communicate with their kids. We know that on a natural human level, but he wants to speak to us. So there's all kind of ways to hear the Lord. I mean, you could start with a list of, but one is when people tell me that, well, you know, I just don't hear the Lord. I said, well, do you read your Bible? Because that's one of the very key ways. So let's don't forget, it's kind of a no-brainer, but it needs to be stated that I worry about the whole body of Christ out there. I'm even concerned about my household, the people here at Trinity Fellowship. I'm concerned about them, that they don't get in the Word enough, because we're living in a time, these are the last days, and I don't focus on the last days, and I don't think the people that stay focused on the last days are changing the world. We got to understand that Paul was talking about the end times 2,000 years ago, then we're closer. That's all I know. But the way that the things are moving in the world right now, it just seems to be true. And so the Bible says that in the last days that, you know, if we don't know, at least have some understanding, have some kind of respect of the Word, then we're, even the very elect stand a chance to get deceived. So it's a time for that. So he speaks to us through his Word. When I tell people, I said, listen, and I have these conversations with people. They say, you know, I don't think I've ever heard the Lord. I said, well, are you saved? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. I said, well, you've heard the Lord. So you probably hear the Lord. Most people hear the Lord better than they think they do. They haven't learned to discern the voice of what is God. He speaks through our circumstances. He can speak audibly, which we talked about. He speaks through dreams and visions. I'm not one who has a lot of dreams. I'm not a dreamer. A lot of people are dreamers. And what we do in Trinity, what we do in our households, every now and then I'll ask, how many of you are dreamers? You dream a lot. And occasionally, it's not rare for people to come to me and say, listen, I've been having these nightmares, and that's just driving me crazy. And I always go to, well, then you're a dreamer. God's given you a gift to dream, and the enemy's trying to pervert that. So you need to, you know, stand up and do a little warfare and claim that for the kingdom and let God speak to you that way. So signs and wonders, he speaks to us through our circumstances. And then there's a prophetic word, there's a word of wisdom, there's a word of knowledge. He speaks to us through tongues. He speaks to us through the elements and nature and birds. And sometime on here, we'll talk about the dove that it flew in my mm-hmm. mom's garage that I petted. I've got a video of me petting the dove. So, I mean, you know, when you say, well, what's the Lord saying to you and those kind of things? A lot of times I'll never get anything specific, except I always get, I'm right here. I always get that from the Lord. I sat on my porch just within the last week. As soon as I sat down, I counted them, 24 doves, just from the view I could see on the back power line in my alley. I didn't get anything specific, a specific word from the Lord, except, you know, the dove is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, symbolic of peace, and I see a lot of doves, so he speaks to me in that way. But my favorite, and the one that I talk about more often than not, is the still small voice. And I think what people will find out in their journey of learning to hear the Lord is that God speaks to us in unique ways. He may speak to you in different ways. He may speak to you in any of these ways. But for me, more often than not, it's the still small voice. That voice that you hear, but you can't hear. It's just in your mind.
Hearing the Father is just taking the time. Just to summarize a little bit from what I just heard from you is take the time, get in a quiet place, get in a place where you can hear the Father. There's another part to this, and you said it's reading your Bible.
Yeah.
And when I say that's a part of it, I think that's a major part.
Oh,
because
it's huge.
Because all of that is put in your mind, in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know, if I'm just sitting there and I'm not thinking about anything, I'm starting to wonder.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm reading my Bible, I'm there in the moment with it. So I think for our next podcast, and I think we could go into how to prepare your heart and your mind
yep.
to hear the Father. I'm sure that he talked to people and they don't even know it. I mean, I'm sure he's talked to me. I have no idea that that was him. there's sometimes afterwards, there's some stories afterwards you go, that was a father.
Yeah.
And I had one just this week, which was really, I every time I go get on a Dremel tool, every single time I was like, I should probably put some glasses on. Every time. And I just didn't have one that day. And I was using the cutting deal. That sucker busted off and hit right below my eye. Right below it. And I just, instantly, I was like, all these years I've done this and it hits me in the face every time. It's never got me right in the eye. Mm. Knowing that I'm like, man, why does the Lord take care of me like that?
And the Father's going, come on.
Why?
Come on,
quit being stupid. No kidding. You just keep doing it and I keep deflecting it.
Exactly.
Every time. I'm shot with a BB gun right below the eye. I mean, they're just, he knows I need to see something.
He does. Before we get off, I do want to say this to help, to really kind of help sum up what we've talked about today. And that is, if you're going to look in the Word, and I think people need to, if you're going to look in the Word, I suggest with people who say that I haven't heard the Lord much, that you don't read a lot, that you just, you find you a good place of course, starting with some of the words of Jesus would be great. And maybe however the Lord directs you in that. But the thing that I think is really important is that you don't read a lot, that you just read along. And when you feel that little touch of the Holy Spirit to slow down and hold up, it might just be a verse. And sometimes for me, it's just a word. It's a word that God wants to expound and educate me on. So that you don't get in a hurry and try to read a lot and try to sum up. Just read very little, maybe a verse. Just read a verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He'll direct your paths. Just think about that one. Don't over try. Just look at that and meditate. Think and get in the moment and just kind of listen. It's simple. We make it harder than it is.
It's simple. Yeah. It sounds simple.
Simple.
We've had a good day here with you guys and good day here with AT today. And we're going to talk about preparing your heart, preparing your mind. I want to ask some questions about where to get into the Bible, where to start, where are some of the things that, like you said, go in there where Jesus is talking directly to you. In the red, I guess it's what that is. So we'll talk more about that in the next podcast. Thanks for joining us here on the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. Andy Taylor, Gabe Edney here with you.
We'll catch you next time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.